You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
And proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
I was going to ask you a show question, and then I realized, you know what? We're already on.
Talk damn much. Damn.
Clearly. So this is not what I thought it was, but we're good. I'm going to put my pen down.
This is a vacation edition of Extra Extra Funny, and it is another Riggins Strip Club Reviews.
Perfect. My favorite time of day.
Right. Now, aren't you going to write that down? You just closed your little notebook. Do you need to write that as the show stenographer?
I thought we were starting something else, so we're not.
Okay. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, just speak up anytime.
It worked out great. Great.
But
Of course.
She's just excited for the one-star strip club reviews. This is where we go across the country and read real one-star reviews from actual strip clubs in the United States. And we'll start in the strip club capital, Reno, Nevada, at a place called the Spice House. Josh left a one-star review. Can I give negative stars? Okay. We went to see Bridget the Midget. And we arrived at 7:15 for an 8 p.m. performance. There was no performance scheduled at 8 and 10. 8 p.m. rolls around, no Bridget. They announce she will now be on at 10 p.m. Okay, that's a nice bait and switch. Now people have paid the cover so they can sit and drink and pay for the drinks and see D and C list strippers. 10 p.m. rolls around, 10:15, 10:30, 10:45, Bridget the Midget finally takes the stage for a whopping 7 minutes. One star.
I bet he is upset. I mean, that's not good.
I get it.
Yeah, you're excited to go see Bridget the Midget, and then you wait 2.5 hours to see her only perform for 7 minutes. I'm pissed. Yeah.
Now, I'm trying to figure out how that works on the offensive scale, because you're not supposed to use that word, but if it is a person's name, like that's actually her performer, that's her name. So wouldn't it be more offensive not to call her by the name that she has chosen to give herself?
I think so. Yeah,
very interesting. Very interesting.
I just kind of want to look her up just to see what they were waiting on.
Well, I'm sure you can find her. I mean, if she tours like that, then she must be kind of a big deal. It's kind of like, though, when people got upset years ago when Lou Bega came and did a concert in a club that the radio station I worked for at the time sponsored. And they got mad because he only did, I think it was 5 songs, and 2 of them were Mambo Number 5.
Oh, no.
He opened with Mambo Number 5, and he closed with Mambo Number 5. But then you think, well, what else does he have?
Yeah, I mean, 5 songs seems like a lot.
And I bet the other 3, they were thinking, this is not great.
Yeah.
But Mambo Number 5 kicked ass. So he's like, we're going to do Mambo Number 5 twice, counted as 2 different songs. If you pay to go see Bridget and then she's only up there for 7 minutes, I'd feel ripped off too.
Absolutely.
Lindsay's looking her up.
Wouldn't it be funny if she were just like some like really, really like a what do they call them? Giantess.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Amazon women.
Yeah.
So, apparently she's an adult film star now.
Yeah. That sounds right.
Bridget the Midget actually isn't her. I guess people started calling her that, but her name's Bridget Powers.
Oh, but she doesn't go by that as a stage name?
Not really. She kind of, it's like she coined the term, you know, people.
Listen, if you're a little person and your name is Bridget and you want to be a performer in strip clubs, that's a no-brainer. I'm going by Bridget the Midget.
Yeah, she has to be, they have to be billing her as that, you know, and that's how she wants it.
Okay.
You see her?
No, I can't.
Yeah, she's pretty.
She's
pretty ugly. No, I can't see.
She's wait, been in.
Let me put on my glasses.
Here.
Oh, yeah. She's tiny, tiny, tiny.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm. So, how tall is she? Does it say stats on her? How tall is she? How big is them boobs?
Wait a second. Bridget the Midget at a South End. So in Charlotte, that's her. She came to, this.
I'm sure they would come to, she'd come to a city the size of Charlotte. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know y'all know where this place is just because you can see it from a very busy road, but can I say it on here? Doesn't matter. Yeah. Heather and Lace.
Okay. Ah, okay. Yeah, absolutely.
In South End.
Absolutely.
So she came December 14th. We missed her.
We just missed her. Well, talk sounds like
a show field trip to go see that.
Sure. I would go see that.
Awesome.
Then we'll go to Lincoln, Nebraska at a place called Night Before. Michael left a 1-star review. I came here with high expectations, but it was horrible. The dancers can't dance, and it feels like a hole in the wall strip club. The poles are short in this place, so the dancers can't be really creative, even if they wanted to. The girls are nothing to look at. This is the Saturday A squad, but they've got no tits, and some of them are wearing pasties. Just nothing creative. I can't express this enough.
Can you just think about that for a second? The stripper poles are too short for them to do. What must that look? What kind of poles are they? Because do they not go floor to ceiling?
Yeah.
So that means that they have low ceilings in this place?
It must be like 7-foot ceilings.
They're in a cellar.
I pictured like a freestanding stripper pole that doesn't go to the ceiling. Like it's got a base on it. You know?
It's on a tire.
Yeah.
An old tire. At school with the volleyball nets where they just roll them out there on those tires. Are you too young for that? The volleyball nets being on tires.
Oh, please. No. Yeah, they had that and they filled it with concrete, right? They filled the tire with concrete and put the nets on it.
But, you know, my little friend Jenny is from Lincoln, Nebraska, and her parents live there and all. And her dad is at one point was a strip club owner. What? Did I ever tell you all that? Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. He owned a strip club for a while.
What?
Yeah.
Because she was born?
No, this is since I've known her. He owns a big, it's like the biggest auto auction in the tri-state area or whatever. So it's a lot of land out there, you know, and he wanted the land adjacent because he's expanding. He just wanted to buy that land and there was a strip club on it. So he bought it and the strip club had gone out of business, but he bought the land and the building and everything and had the building torn down.
Oh, I pictured him like going to the strip club, checking in on everybody.
So technically he was a strip club owner for a little while.
Yeah.
Briefly. I was really going to start looking at it, thinking about them a lot differently. If that was true, I was like, wait a minute.
Me too.
Then we'll go to Louisville, Kentucky, Louisville at a place called the Pussycat Lounge. Kevin left a 1-star review. This place doesn't have a functional phone and they won't answer at all. Not ever, even once. I wish they would, but they don't. 1-star.
Oh my God.
He's mad because he can't call a business phone and ask them questions before he goes. Huh.
But my mind goes to, he's trying to get a hold of a girl there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's getting aroused at the idea of like a stripper answering the phone.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, calling strip clubs all the time. He's like, hey, what time y'all open tonight? Like, and I just picture the worst thing happening. Like
he didn't just leave his credit card there. He's looking for
something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's not trying to find the business hour. Like, what time y'all open?
Yeah.
But he probably has seen in movies and all where the strippers have a payphone in the dressing room. You know, have you seen that in movies before? Yeah. They stand there and it's like, I need to use the phone, like old movies.
Yeah.
And so yeah. Payphone in the dressing room where they're all in there changing. Ugh. That's probably what he's imagining. It's going to ring directly. It's a direct line to the room where they get more naked than they're allowed to be out on the stage.
Yeah,
for real. Ugh. Then we'll go to San Diego, California, at a place called.
I miss the art though of being able to call a business and ask a question easily, like that. Like, what time do y'all close? Those types of things, or do y'all carry this, and this? You know, that doesn't happen anymore. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. That's right. Oh, I remember simpler times. When a man could call a strip club 24 hours a day and get a friendly voice on the other end.
That's so weird. Then we will wrap up in San Diego, California, at a place called Pacers. Alex left a 1-star review. I, along with several friends, visited this place after the Garth Brooks concert. While waiting in line, a girl I assume was a prostitute and her ugly redheaded boyfriend started talking shit to my friend about our cowboy hats. We laughed it off as we both worked security for several years and were not usually fearful of meth heads. The guy then threatened our group and said it would be bad for us if we didn't leave before his friends got there. Whatever, ginger meth addict, I ain't scared. We went in anyway. I introduced myself to Steve, the manager, and told him that I'd been threatened, but he shrugged it off. Visitors beware. Safety is not an issue at this place, and blatant prostitution is ignored. 1-star. Mm.
Whoa.
I'm afraid of meth heads.
He didn't say, though, if anybody, like the meth head friends, came and started anything with him. I guess they didn't.
I wouldn't want to start nothing in San Diego and I'm going to pick a fight with guys in cowboy hats. I don't think so. No, sir.
You figure guys in cowboy hats in Southern California is gay.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I mean, like they're performers and you know, they're wearing, you know, the whole outfit. You don't really picture cowboys in Southern California, Northern California. You do. You'd see some good regular cowboys.
Hmm. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, that's an interesting observation.
I don't want to paint with a broad brush. I never would do that.
No, not TJ. Yeah,
never.
Yeah. So you can get caught up on the rest of them. Thank you for being a member of TJ Riggins Prime Plus. And those are the 1-star strip club reviews.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
The TJ and Jody's House podcast is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Family owned and operated, and we just love the entire team over there. They've got beautiful furniture and truly luxurious mattresses. Visit them in person or online at tjriggins.com/mattress.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.